What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, for our monthly update with the James River Humane Society, we have board member Jay Nitschke. And Jay, welcome back to our show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, and thank you so much for taking the time. We always appreciate catching up with you and hearing what's going on there at the James River Humane Society. I think right out of the gate, Jay, we can talk about this. This is making its return. The dealerships in Jamestown are prepared to go head-to-head-to-head, but also do some great things here for the Humane Society.
They definitely are. They got a little competition between each other who can fill their vehicle with the most stuff for the shelter, and you know, whether it be soap or foods or toys or whatever it might be, cat litter, whatever, you can bring it in and you can put it in their containers, and they've got a contest going to see who gets the most. And I'll tell you what, we absolutely love it.
Definitely.
Because that really, really helps us. And so they do the fill the truck competition for us, and we certainly enjoy it because it helps us with a lot of supplies that otherwise we would have to buy, like gallon garbage bags, and postage stamps even work, and all kinds of things.
So what we need our listeners to do then, Jay, is to pick their favorite dealership in Jamestown that's participating and then bring these donations, and whoever collects the most wins. But we know the Humane Society is the one that's winning at the end.
Well, exactly. It's a win-win. It's a fun activity for the dealerships, and it's an even better activity for us, because everything that gets brought in there then ends up going to us. And that is, it's a win-win.
Absolutely. Jay Nitschke, again, board member with the James River Humane Society, our guest right now, and Let's Talk About It. And Jay, we know the colder months are going to be settling in here pretty soon. That's a great time that the shelter can get some work done, right?
Mm-hmm. Right now, we're redoing some of the lighting and some of the kennels and some things like that. And we're fixing our kennels so that we're putting some plexiglass up so that, like, if you're walking a dog past another dog, the other dog can't charge out, you know. So for protection for the animals, we're getting some of that work done that we've been wanting to get done. So we've been busy working out there on different things. So it's a good thing. And this time of year, we want to remind people, I know a lot of people are online doing their Christmas shopping and that sort of thing. And if you go to smile.amazon.com, you can select the James River Humane Society for your charity, and it will automatically keep that as your charity, and they'll donate a percentage of your shopping to the shelter.
Which is a nice added bonus while you're getting that holiday shopping done. Like you said, Jay, they can select it through that, through the Amazon Smile, and then you guys get a portion. Another great way that we can help support the Humane Society.
Well, you know, you're going to probably be shopping anyway, because we are not that far away from Christmas. Last I heard, it's like 50-some days or something. So.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, and then we're really close to Thanksgiving as well. And I know, Jay, we're going to talk more about that as well. I'm sure once December rolls around, when it comes to shopping for gifts, maybe not adopting a pet or buying a brand new pet as a gift. I know we're going to talk more about that too, right?
Yes, we certainly will. And also a little reminder, don't throw away those empty aluminum cans. They can be turned into cash for the shelter. So don't forget about that. Just if you take them out to the Porter Brothers yourself, tell them that you want the profit from them to go to the Humane Society, and they'll see to it we get it. So that's another real easy way in which you can help us out.
Yeah, we love those really easy ways to help out at the shelter. And of course, volunteers are always welcome, and donations too. Jay, but we can't ever forget about the fur babies out there, cats and dogs available for adoption. And there's multiple ways people can go about that, right?
Yes. And I've got something exciting to talk about. We are updating our website.
Okay.
And it needed it. That's just being as nice as I can be. It truly needed it. We're updating our website. It's going to be much more user-friendly. There's going to be a place you can go there and tell us if you want to volunteer, that kind of thing. You can fill in a form there, an application form for a cat or a dog there. You can see all of the animals that we have for adoption on that site. And like I said, it's going to be way more user-friendly. So we're just excited about that. You know, you got to get the right person with those skills to help us out. And we certainly have the right person now. So if you go to www.JamesRiverHumaneSociety.org, you will see a nice change, and it will be way more user-friendly and great. And we will be doing our Coogan making and sale, that'll be coming up again too. We had a lot of requests, people asking us if we were going to be doing that again. And yes, we will. So we'll let you know more about that, and there'll be information on there, and you will even be able to order your Coogans online if you would like to.
Yeah, if there's one thing that the James River Humane Society does well, it's not only the cats and dogs and adoptions, but Coogan making as well. Delicious Coogan, and we'll look forward to that. Jay, anything else about the Humane Society or again with the different fundraising opportunities that are coming up or anything else you'd like to mention today?
Well, just want to remember that keep your animals safe. We're going to start moving into colder weather, and we can just praise God that we haven't had it yet, but we all know it's coming. And keep in mind that when the sidewalks are really icy and cold, that's really cold on your animals' paws. So we'll talk about more about that later, but do keep that in mind. And also keep in mind right now it is deer hunting season and people are out hunting. So if you're taking your dog for a walk out in the wilderness, be careful and dress with some orange.
Absolutely. Some great tips there from Jay and again, the James River Humane Society. And Jay, we want to thank you so much for joining us today on Let's Talk About It.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and you have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again soon.